In the know, nonstop Vikings talk. It's Purple Daily on Score North and ScoreNorth.com. Purple Daily, presented by Surly Brewing Company.
Yeah, it's a really fair question, and it's going to rely heavily on Eric Sugarman, relying on Dalvin. You know, obviously, we don't want to put him in a bad situation. We want to be smart with him. Never want to put him out there if he can injure himself more. But, you know, I would just say that Dalvin is always ready to go and always ready to help the team regardless of his health status. So we just got to rely heavily on the trainers.
There's your update from Clint Kubiak on Dalvin Cook. I mean, it's kind of a non-update update. He's a game-time decision. His ankle's still bothering him. He didn't really practice much this week, right?
He didn't practice. Unless he takes part in Friday, which is the easiest practice of the week, he will not have practiced at all this week.
Yeah. So that's the update from Clint Kubiak, Phil Mackey, Judd Zolgad, Declan Goff. Purple Daily presented by Surly Brewing Company. Daily Vikings entertainment, and we just want the Vikings to win a Super Bowl before we die, and that march starts on Sunday against the Lions. It's the get-right game of the century for this football team. And every single week we go through the gambler's perspective, the market perspective on these Vikings games. Don't take our advice. We're not certified. You know, we don't walk into sports books and clean up. It'd be nice. This is for entertainment purposes only.
It'd be nice to have sports books in this town, but that's a whole other discussion.
Yeah, let's make that happen. Oh. Come on now. Running Aces.
I would just sit there bet a lot of money.
And drink toddies.
A lot of Surly beverages.
And you know what? We could build more schools then, Declan. On the back of your bets, we could build more schools. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'm done.
So let's go through some of the – we'll pick the Vikings game. We'll get you the latest odds reports here. But let's start with Football Outsiders, the current playoff odds report. So the Vikings – are already two games behind the Packers in the NFC North. But Football Outsiders gives the Vikings still an 18% chance to win the division. All right. A 30% chance to make the playoffs. What are your thoughts on that? 1-3. Those are actually pretty solid odds, well, considering some of the heavy hitters in the NFC right now for the Vikings to make the playoffs.
I'm sorry, what did you say the odds were to win the division?
18%.
Okay. So I believe that Declan is right in saying that there is going to be no wild card from this division. There's going to be the champion of the division. That's it. The Vikings.
And they're telling you the same thing. They're saying there's a twice as good a chance to make the playoffs through the division than the wild card.
Correct. I think the next 2 weeks basically hinge on the reality of that being there, because if they could be a wild card still, like if the conference was just down across the board, I'd be like, okay, you know, if you beat Detroit and lose to Carolina, you're in trouble, but you can bounce back then post bye. But if you look at their post bye schedule, the fact that the West division is just absolutely fantastic, the fact that the South is, you know, probably pretty strong, I think the next 2 weeks will basically decide that, and I think you need to win both games to keep that even close to where it presently is.
Yeah, 30% seems pretty right there. You know, the there's just going to be no chance, I think, that a wild card comes out of this or the NFC East. So that's probably, I guess, that, assuming that that's helping them, right, for the division for 30%, just because it's still a little bit wide open, right? So I think
It's telling you that the division is the path.
Yeah.
Like just to break this out, it's the Football Outsider says the Vikings have an 18% chance to win the division, but only a 12% chance for a wild card.
Got it.
So their odds are, if they're going to make the playoffs, their odds are twice as good through the division than through a wild card. As far as like beyond that, the Vikings have a 1% chance to win the Super Bowl. Interesting. And a 2.5% chance to get to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So you think if they play this season out 100 times from this point going forward, do they make the Super Bowl twice? Is the question.
Boy,
actually, I don't know if I.
It's hard for me to say that right now with how things have transpired. But I guess odds wise, that's probably pretty correct. But yeah, no, it feels like from what we've seen, no. The answer is no.
Give me, just from your guys' thoughts here, unless Declan's already staring at the same screen, then you can cheat. Just make it seem like you're not cheating.
Okay.
Who are the top five most likely Super Bowl winners in the NFL right now?
Tampa Bay is...
They're number two.
Is certainly up there.
Rams.
Rams are not in the five.
What?
Chiefs are still there, I bet.
Oh.
Chiefs are fourth.
Okay, right. So we've got two and four. Let's see. In the NFC West, Cardinals? Are the Cardinals in there?
Cardinals are sixth. They're just
on
the outside. Cowboys?
So keep in mind here, that division is so brutal that those teams' chances to win the Super Bowl are much lower because they have to fight through a tough division to get to the playoffs.
Got it.
Buffalo Bills.
They're number one. 20% chance to win the Super Bowl.
Okay, so we've got one, we've got two, we've got four. So you're missing three, and
missing five. One's AFC, one's NFC.
Cowboys
are fifth.
Nice, Dex. I wouldn't have pulled
them
out.
Weak division. Yeah. Off to a hot start. Yep. So they're already they're right there with the Chiefs, basically. Because the Chiefs are a better team, but Dallas has an easier path.
Browns.
You're in the right division.
Ravens.
Yeah. Yep.
Browns or Ravens.
The Browns are a 5% chance to win.
Okay. And the Ravens are what?
Ravens. So I'll give you Buffalo's 20%.
Yep.
Tampa's 14%. Baltimore's 11%, Kansas City 9.5%, Dallas 8%, Arizona and Green Bay both 6%, Rams and Browns both 4.5-5%.
I don't see Green Bay, but that's fine. I just don't see it.
They're always kind of in the hunt, right? That's always sort of get their
path
deep in the playoffs.
And
weak division.
LaFleur wins games, man. His record's incredible.
Yeah.
What, 13 wins his first 2 years?
Let's get to the actual game here, and hopefully you're going to be watching it on a TCL TV because TCL is a huge supporter of our show, and they have a new lineup of award-winning TVs delivering the most entertainment with stunning resolution, all at an affordable cost. Enjoy more of the things you love with TCL. So the Vikings right now in most sports books are a 10-point favorite over the Lions. This line opened at 8.5. So they were already big favorites, and people like the Vikings even more as the week has progressed. I'll give you a few facts, and then we can go around the room and talk about what we think is going to happen here. So the bets are pretty evenly spread. It's sort of 50-50 for this game right now in terms of the actual bets on Vikings versus Lions. But 70% of the money is on the Vikings here. Mm-hmm. So more people putting more money on the Vikings to cover what is now a 10-point spread. According to Action Network, the Lions defense is giving up a whopping 30 points per game, and they rank 31st in EPA per play, dead last in dropback EPA, and ESPN's pass rush win rate.
Yeah.
So they're bad.
Yes.
While the Browns were able to sack Cousins 3 times in week 4, Cousins should have a clean pocket in this matchup, which means he's going to be lights out, right? The Lions also didn't have many strengths on paper coming into the season outside of their offensive line. However, that has suddenly turned into a potential major area of weakness as well. Pro Bowl center Frank Ragnow will now join starting left tackle Taylor Decker on IR, while first-round draft pick tackle Penei Sewell may also have to miss this week as well. So they're going to be pretty much it's already a bad team, and they're going to be mostly playing backups along the offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Zimmer is generally good against the spread after a loss, especially at home. He hits 65-70% against the spread coming off a loss. So what do you guys think? Let's go, because this is such a wide spread. Will they cover? Will they win by 10 points or more? And will they win, I guess, is another question.
They will win, and I will personally boo them if they do not cover the spread. I expect 14 points or more. Again, I gave you guys the stat earlier, but the Detroit Lions have trailed by 18 or more in 3 of their 4 games. All right. They have more injuries now than ever. Their defense is a complete mess. I believe their top rusher is now, or their top pass rusher is now out for the season. Their secondary is a mess. Justin Jefferson, KJ Osborne, or Thielen should be on a huge game. I think the Vikings win. They win by 14 or more, and I will personally boo the Vikings if they don't. This is the definition of a get well game, and if you come out flat, that is totally on you. It's going to have, in my opinion, nothing to do with a thing that Detroit did right. The other thing too is you're going from Stafford, who actually had some good games here, like not all the time, but Matthew Stafford played some good games here. He didn't get flustered automatically by the noise in US Bank Stadium. And now you're going to Jared Goff, who, when Sean McVay was his coach and he's playing for the Rams, he looked like he would have rather been in any building but this one. And so you're really telling me, with an offensive line that has no left tackle, like they're going to have to put me at left tackle, that Jared Goff is not going to lay down and start crying? The Vikings should win huge here.
They should win huge, but I think it's close, and so I don't think the Vikings cover. I think it's going to be close.
Mm.
This feels such like a trap game, and I can see this coming down to a one possession game. Yes, the Vikings should steamroll this team. They should, but every time we assume this, I think we get bit in the ass. So I really think the Vikings, they'll win.
No, you're right.
But it's going to be by 7 points or less. I'm going to hold my write that down point.
Boo.
To a T, because I don't like the Vikings. I'm not a fan.
Dude, I'm like, my gut all week has kind of been where Declan's at, which is, God, everyone just chalks this one up, right? This is just, don't even need to put the football out on the field. Just, this is just going to be a Vikings dominating victory. And so all week I've been looking for ways to poke holes in that. Like, well, I don't know, man. You know, there's been a couple games where Dan Campbell's had the Lions fighting and coming back, and you know, they do want to bite people's kneecaps off, and the Vikings look like a team that might just be battered from a 1-3 start, bunch of close losses. You know, could this thing just come unraveled? I don't think this is the week that that happens. I've been trying to find ways to make it like, I don't know, this could be one of those weird trap games. It's not. It's not. The Vikings should win this game by 2 or 3 touchdowns.
And you just lost. So it's not a trap game. Like, you're not.
And
you are right now 1-3. And have to win, and essentially, in some ways, got embarrassed at home.
Yeah.
Like, you got physically done on both sides of the football. If you don't come out here and put the wood to Detroit, you're hopeless.
Yeah, it just feels like if Detroit's not going to get pressure, and if Kirk Cousins has a protected, you know, brick wall pocket for most of the game, he's going to dominate.
Yep.
Kirk Cousins... noon game against a bad team that can't get pressure. Like, this is where Kirk Cousins, and most quarterbacks, by the way, are going to shine in these moments. This is where Kirk Cousins throws for 3 or 4 touchdowns and 300 yards. And then on the flip side, the fact that Danielle Hunter is going to get to face a bunch of backups all day, and Everson Griffin, I mean, even with Michael Pierce probably out for an extended stretch, this should just be a get-right game. Excuse me, for the Vikings. Either way, I know what Judd's going to be drinking after this game's over.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, let's see here. What will I go to my fridge and get when I get home on Sunday? Oh, I know. A Surly Furious. The best IPA in the state. I said this before. It's the best IPA in the entire region, and it's spreading throughout the country. And you know why? Because Surly is a delicious beer. It's fantastic. Now, all their beers are great. The Furious, though, it's my favorite, and it's what you should drink while watching the game on Sunday. The best part about it is you can drink it at home sitting on your couch, have the fridge stocked with them, or you can get Surly Furious at the game now all over the stadium as well. Enjoy the game with the Furious, and if the game's too close or the Vikings lose, you can combine a Surly Furious with being Furious too when you join us on our post-game show vent line.
All right. The over under for this game is 49. That's the total. So we've all kind of got our thoughts on, you know, who's going to win the game here. We think the Vikings are going to win. Judd and I think it's going to be a blowout. Dex thinks it's close. How high scoring will it be? Do you think they will do some math for me? 49 over or under?
I'm going to go under because I think the Vikings defense will be in a position to hold Detroit down. The run defense have some pride, like just flat out have some pride. Just hold the team to 87 yards, okay? I don't like Goff much, and I think in this environment, I'll go back to what I said before, I think he probably collapses. And so I'm going to say that the Vikings put a beatdown on Detroit, but there aren't that many total points scored because Detroit's not going to score. I go under. on the total.
I also am under. I think it's 27-20 is what I'm looking at, which is just underneath that 49.5. I think it's going to be close. I think the Vikings should put up a ton of points. It's going to be too close. I'm going to be sweating. It's not going to be fun. It's going to Man Campbell's going to bite some kneecaps off. 27-20 under.
Yeah, I mean, this kind of feels like, so let's see here. I'm logged out. I was going to see what number Fire had this because they're pretty accurate. This to me feels like the Vikings should score 30 points.
Yep.
And do most of the work themselves.
Yep.
Like I could see like if it's like a 30 to 17, you know, and they keep it under that way. I'm going to say under, and the Lions maybe through like a backdoor touchdown make it close on that 49. But I'm thinking like 31 to 14, 31 to 17 kind of a deal.
Yep.
And just enough to be a little frustrated at the Vikings defense still, like, why did you allow, you know, 17 points to this garbage collection? Some props here on this game. Dalvin Cook, over or under 69.5 rushing yards.
Under
Action Network.
Under. I don't play him. So under. If he does play and you have to use him, I'm worried about that. For my own sake, just as far as my sanity, under.
Under. I think that's going to be another Alexander Madison show, so I'm taking the under.
I'm going to go over here. I feel like they're ready to just Phil's they're ready like, to
you
use
get
him.
Out there, do you do what you need to do? He's going to leave in a walking booth. Thanks, Phil.
All right. Kirk Cousins, over or under 286.5 pass yards in this game?
Over. Bing, 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 bing. This is a Kirk Cousins game. I think.
What if they're up early and they shut it down though? Like he could do some damage early. And
you know what? 286. In my world, Dalvin doesn't play, and so you don't just go to we're going to give the rock to somebody. You keep passing the ball, and you know what this team needs? Damn it, it needs some confidence. It needs confidence. If you're up, I don't care. And it's Man Campbell. Run up the score. Run up the score. Over.
In your world, you're like, well, when Dalvin's out, they'll just give the ball to Kirk. No, when Dalvin was out last time, they jammed the ball 26 times to Alexander
Right,
Madison.
But it was a game plan that I actually thought was smarter, and it felt like Kirk was far more in control. No, you know what, Clint Kubiak? You do you. Run up the score.
I'll also slam the over. Kirk will go off this game. I do think he'll go for 300 yards and three touchdowns.
320.
This Vikings defense, I don't trust, even with Jared Goff being a sieve. No. That will go over, but it'll be close.
All right, here's what I think is going to happen. I think Kirk's going to put up some touchdowns.
Yep.
But I think this is going to be a lot like when the Vikings came out of the bye week, disgusted by their pass protection and their quarterback making mistakes in the first part of last year, and they threw the ball like 14 times in a win against Green Bay, in which they scored like 30 points. I don't care if it's Dalvin. I don't care if it's Madison. I think the Vikings offensive coaching staff is probably so disgusted by what they saw on film with that offensive line and even Kirk just getting a little flustered that they're gonna try as hard as they can to establish and pound the run. Even if it's Amir Abdullah back there, I think they're going to try and Amir Abdullah revenge game.
That was a good defensive line, though, for Cleveland. I mean, this line, you take advantage of it. This defensive line is not good. Take advantage.
Don't yell at me. I'm just the messenger. I'm telling
98
you.
98 redo. That's what I want. I want a 1998 redux in this game.
All right. And then I'll give you one more. This one's not on the board, but I'm just going to make this one up. Over or under 100 rush yards for the Detroit Lions.
Have some pride.
That vaunted rushing defense.
Well, if I'm betting, over. My own personal opinion, have some damn pride for once. Under. Keep them under. Seriously, 87 yards.
It should be under because they should be trailing and throwing.
Yes.
Down. So I'm gonna go under.
Have some pride. Armin Watts, you do your job.
I don't trust this run defense, so that is, yeah, it's over.
We got nervous Nelly here.
Yep.
Declan's a mess. It's Friday. You know what you need? You need a Surly Furious.
I do. I'm going to go calm stop your nerves.
Seriously,
store.
Go calm your nerves. Yep. I don't ordinarily prescribe drinking, but I'm going
you
to.
You don't normally do?
That's true. I do. But yeah, off the, but everyone, I, but I mean, I don't mean to sound irresponsible here, but you, my friend, need a Surly Furious.
Thanks, buddy.
No, I think Declan just needs a little more peace of mind, and that's what Federated Insurance can bring to the table.
Okay.
They bring peace of mind to business owners. And this week is all about fire prevention. What is your fire prevention plan as a business? You know, the Vikings offensive line allowed a lot of fires last week. Are your electrical systems up to date? Are they in working order? Do you have a plan in place to protect employees? FederatedInsurance.com to find out more about their great resources. And remember, at Federated, it's our business to protect yours.
It's time for them to offer the Darrisaw package, the new Christian Darrisaw package.
Protect your quarterback.
Protect your quarterback
guys
with your
like
first.
Miles Garrett.
Exactly right.
All right, that's a wrap. Purple props, Vikings vent line right after the game is over on Sunday on the Purple Daily YouTube channel. It's the most fan-friendly and interactive show in Minnesota sports. We love it. We'll talk to you guys next time on Purple Daily.